All right, welcome to today's lesson, where we're going to talk about eating like a gourmet, which means basically we're going to increase our awareness of the foods that we're eating. And that's the exercise for today. No matter whether you're eating Cheetos, McDonald's, or a salad, I want you to eat everything you eat today like a gourmet, which means we're going to slow down and pay attention to some things that we probably ignore usually. So the first thing we want to focus on is visual. Instead of just putting the foods into our mouths, slow down, take a look at the food. Just as if a gourmet meal was served to you, you want to appreciate the presentation of it. Let's notice what the foods we're eating look like. Because we eat with our eyes to a certain degree. So let's reframe ourselves back to the truth and notice what it is that we are eating visually to start with. You know, oftentimes what happens is through so much of the advertising and marketing that we are bombarded with, it literally affects the way that we taste and experience foods. So you could be eating a sandwich from a fast food restaurant and you could be thinking of it in terms of what the commercial would show you that sandwich was going to look like, even though the sandwich you're eating now looks nothing like that. So we want to recalibrate ourselves so that the foods we're eating, we're looking at and truly appreciating what it is right now. And we start that visually. You know, if it's a Cheeto, take a look at that. Appreciate the color, right? Appreciate the shape. Same thing goes for any other food. Then we want to move into smell, right? How does the food smell? Really think about it. Take a moment and smell it. Notice what you do smell of it. You know, smell is so intricately related to taste. And sometimes, again, that's something we just don't pay attention to anymore. Well, pay attention to it today. Notice how the foods you're eating smell and see how that affects your desire for that food. Next, we want to notice the flavor. And again, instead of just eating, you know, sometimes we've all done this where we eat, we don't even taste the food. Today's the opposite. Today, you are going to taste the food. You're going to eat slowly. Each bite you take, pay attention to the flavors. Pay attention to the textures. Pay attention to all of these things and notice how it makes you feel about the food. Again, if you're eating a gourmet meal that you're really enjoying, your appreciation and enjoyment of the meal is going to go up when you do these things. If you do these things with, you know, foods from certain fast food restaurants, it may decrease your enjoyment of the foods. And that's okay, though. And that's really what this whole process and experiment today takes, is some bravery and some courage, because you're allowing yourself to go beyond the perceptions you have, beyond just the connections and the habits that you've had, where you just shove that food in your mouth and don't pay attention to what you're actually consuming. And so as you do it today, also think about the ingredients that went into this meal. Right? Where did they come from? Right? How do you think they affect your body? How do the flavors work together? The saltiness, the sweetness, right? The savoriness. Describe your food in these terms, the textures. Is it creamy? These are things, just pay attention to all these different things. And this can be so powerful because, again, so often there may be some food that we're trying to control, have more control over, but we always just assume we crave it nonstop and we just love this food. Sometimes, though, if we can take a step back and re-look at this food from a different angle, sometimes that'll help us to feel differently about it, and feeling differently will help us have more control over it. Because you might realize it wasn't quite as enjoyable as you thought it was. This is a very common thing that happens to people as they begin shifting up their eating. And this technique gets to the heart of that. The more you really pay attention and connect to what it is that you're actually consuming, oftentimes that in of itself can be curative to help reduce cravings for these foods. Read the ingredients. If you already eat something like Cheetos, read the ingredients. Think about what those ingredients are. Okay, so basically the main goal here is we want to become more aware of what it is that we're putting into our body, what it's doing to us, how it tastes, all of these things. So do that today. Experiment with it. Have fun. Remember, this isn't a judgmental thing. You're not starting off by judging the foods. This is a very objective, whatever you're eating today, just very objectively notice all of these different qualities that we just talked about and pay attention to how that affects how you feel about it. Okay? Have a great day. Remember, nothing tastes as good as thin feels, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.